Hello, everybody. Yes. What was that?
No, I just said go ahead.
Oh. Hello, everyone on BBS. This is the Wednesday question and answers call. And if you have questions, we have answers. I don't know what the email is to submit questions. Do you know what it is, Jeannie?
I'm thinking it's, I think it's questions. Well, no, I don't. I better not say it. I'm not sure.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
It's Jeannie and Antonio and...
BBS.
And BBS, yeah. BBS, we're already on BBS. And we were trying to think what is the email that you're supposed to send questions to. Isn't it questions@intelligent-infinity.com? Is that right?
That sounds right. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your names and locations?
Hi, Antonio. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
The next caller, would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. I think it is questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Yeah, questions at what?
Intelligent-infinity.com. Hi, Wanda.
Hello. I tried to submit question. I looked for hours for the where to send it to, and I couldn't do it.
What email did you try to send it to?
You still have time, Wanda.
I guess that it won't be asked.
Yes, it will.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
I'm Antonio Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Don would know. Where do you submit questions?
Questions@intelligent-infinity.com, probably.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You got it right.
When Wynn sends out an email, you can just click on whatever you call it, a link. You put a link on there if you have that.
I've signed up for Wynn's emails many of times, and I never get anything at all, ever.
I'm not responsible for that.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it doesn't work with emails.
Yeah, you got the first person I've heard say that.
And Heist isn't here, so I'm thinking he probably forgot it was Wednesday again.
Could be. Becoming a tradition with him.
Who's not here?
Heist, anybody have a phone number?
Somebody does.
When does? Do you have it, Terry?
No, I don't.
Oh. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Terry, did you get my wand shipped out?
No, they don't ship until tomorrow.
All right.
Terry, I asked my sister how my nieces are doing because I used the wand on them a few weeks ago when I was there. And one doesn't have the snotty nose and face anymore, and the other one, she hasn't had migraines since then.
Oh, that's great.
Great.
That's good.
You know, you can even wand at a distance.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, the one girl, when I was using the wand on her, she could feel it right away, and she could you could see these soothing feelings right through her head right away. Then all of a sudden, like I could only do it for a couple of minutes, then she got dizzy and was going to fall over.
I see.
Welcome to the people that just joined us. Would you like to say your names and locations?
Hey, Antonio. It's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Robo Jennifer.
Robot Jennifer.
Call back in, Jennifer.
Did I sound bad? Okay.
Not bad, just robotic.
That's future Jennifer. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio. It's Jennifer from Greensburg. Is this better?
Hello, Jennifer. It sounds like
Hi, Jennifer.
Does this sound better? Okay. Oh,
don't worry, Jennifer. In the future, we're all going to sound like that.
I know, that's scary, isn't it?
Get the robot back to the box.
Your clone was just here, Jennifer.
Yeah, I know. I don't know who that was. That's strange when it does it. It has to be something digital, huh? It sounds all...
Yeah.
Jumpy-like.
Was it a different phone?
No, same phone.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, I know.
It's the future for you.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like your name and location?
Nick Bontempo, Perth, Western Australia. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Nick.
How are you all today?
Good. How are you?
Good
I'm
here.
Good, thank you. I'm good.
Good. That's good.
Actually, it was a rotten day.
Oh, tomorrow will be better.
Sorry to hear that.
Wind yourself, Wanda.
Sometimes people, they just make it all about themselves and try to push all their... You try to say or do something nice, and they make it out as if you made a problem.
Did I hear somebody say, Wanda yourself, Wanda?
Wand yourself.
Wand yourself, Wanda.
Use your wand on yourself.
Wanda wanded herself while wandering.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
we
Brian.
Know your voice now. You can't sneak in anymore, Brian.
Right?
Yep.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? So only if you want to. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio. It's Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary
Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Hi, Don. Hi, everybody.
And... welcome to the next caller to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Antonio. This is Heis.
Hi,
Heis.
Hi, Heis.
Did you remember
driving.
It was Wednesday? Oh, you're driving.
No, I'm driving. I'm late from work.
Oh.
Well, be careful driving.
I will be.
Heis, you sound like Nixon today. Are you in a paper cup? No, you're driving in a paper cup.
No, he's driving.
I'm in a Toyota Corolla.
Paper car.
Paper car.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hey, Antonio. It's Kathleen. I'm going to conference Art in, so hold on.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
Thank you for being here, Antonio.
Good evening,
no
everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it Edna?
This is Edna.
Edna.
Hi, Edna.
Edna. Guten Abend, Edna.
Guten Abend.
Wie geht's?
Ganz gut, danke. Und wie geht's euch?
Okay, Art, are you in?
Yep, I don't know.
All right.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey, Art. Art, we can hear you.
Yeah, hey there.
Hey,
yeah.
How you doing?
Hey there.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Good in noggin. What's good in noggin?
Guten Abend. It's good afternoon.
Guten Abend. It's a good evening and good evening.
Ja, what about so spät durch Nacht und Wind? Es ist der Vater mit seinem Kind.
Sprich Deutsch, ich kann nicht verstehen. So, that means I cannot
high school
speak
German. It'll phrase that poem.
Yeah, I see.
Sounds like my great-grandma.
Well, I remember the first paragraph and then the last line. The rest is all gone.
That's
welcome
okay,
to
George.
The ones we call.
Closed up.
Welcome to the ones we call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Good eggnog.
Antonio, you sound so good today.
Thank you. Good eggnoggin.
Good eggnog.
You Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello,
Dharmananda. Eggnog must be the name of the day because I was talking about eggnog earlier with someone.
In the U.S., we have eggnog around Christmas, but I guess different up in
never
Canada.
Never see the store
when it gets, when it gets up in Canada, when the snow falls, everybody starts thinking eggnog, warm eggnog.
Do you have snow up there already, Wanda?
Yeah, it stormed on the weekend real bad in British Columbia and Alberta, mainly, and part of Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Well, that's
look
awesome.
On YouTube. Yeah,
some
a lot
places
of snow
like Calgary had 18 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw some places in the United States here got 30 inches of snow, record snowfall. I can't remember where it was at, though.
Yeah, that was Utah. Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay. Probably around Great Falls.
Here in Ohio, it's still 95 degrees.
I know. It's hot here,
too. It's like that here.
Most of the snow melted already now here where I am. I only got about 3-4 inches.
Oh, Mary Eileen, you can't speak for all of Ohio. We didn't get 95 up here.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Cool today. Like, I don't know if it even had 70 today.
Just depends on the way the wind blows. Eh?
Remember?
It was like 80. I think the high here was 87 today. I'm not that far from you, Don. It has to be that lake up there. Keeps you cool, yeah.
Got the cold front here in Michigan. We're down. We went from 85 down to 56 real fast.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Here. We have one more warm day, Dawn, and after that, it's cold here.
Still in the 90s here, but at night it's getting colder.
Yeah, my plants started looking leggy. You know, my flowers and stuff.
Colder and darker.
The sand cranes are busy in the fields trying to get their way to the States.
I still have my title up.
Couldn't hear you on that one.
I said I still have my tomato plants up.
Oh.
You're still warm though, aren't you?
You'll have your lemon hanging. Your lemon still hanging.
Yeah.
Mine's like the third one. It's just this one I noticed is getting green. So I have to replace it soon.
So nobody made much money on the lemon thing.
I got
a $30 ticket.
Like,
oh, that's not bad.
I have 10 boxes of green tomatoes in my entrance.
Try hanging one from your ceiling and see if it brings you luck.
You never know.
I didn't
get any cash coming in, but I got a lot of financial breaks that happened, you know. It's like...
well, that's good.
Yeah,
good.
So, I mean, it was, you know, financial gains, but it wasn't an amount, you know, it wasn't like cash coming in.
Right.
Right.
Just, what's that?
Welcome. But, when they call, would you like to say your name and location?
Positive greetings from Sedona.
Hi, Raiden. Positive
greetings. Hi, Raiden. Hi, Raiden.
And,
so it was just positive financial things that happened, you know, like people doing things that are above and beyond that benefited me financially. So,
That counts.
Yeah, that does.
Well, benefit in the end.
And then my lemon fell down.
Did you eat it?
No.
You got my question?
You should have maybe replanted it.
Did anybody else hear Wynn?
Yeah, I heard him.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn, are we doing the Colin German tonight?
Yep,
I hope not. I won't understand any of it.
I don't know. I flunked German in high school.
Nine.
Well, maybe we should do it in Spanish then, right, Antonio?
There you go, Antonio. I don't know.
I'm sure the sources know all the languages.
La pregunta. Las preguntas.
No, actually,
welcome. When they call, like, your name and location.
Antonio va a dirigir todas las preguntas en español, ¿verdad?
Is anybody on
the console
right now? Anybody on the console?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. Antonio, you
right.
could learn to do that.
All right. Yes, he's going to work. All right, folks. Buenos nachos, everyone.
Buenos pregnachos.
Yeah, with cheese. Con queso, ¿verdad?
Okay. Yeah.
Con queso.
Yeah.
Spanish weather report. Chile today, hot tamale.
I flunked my Spanish class in high school.
Y'all are so funny. What? If you really drank alcohol, you'd be even crazier.
I don't think we want to see ourselves that way.
Don't encourage him.
Welcome to Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to, we welcome you.
Okay, I'm going to get right into this. I haven't been talking because I've been compiling all the questions. There's a lot of questions tonight.
Well, that's why we entertained ourselves.
Right, thank you.
We figured you were
Antonio is ready to start.
Terry,
ready.
Are you on, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're not ready, are you?
I'm never ready. But I show up.
you got my question? It was from last week.
I think so. I didn't look yet. Okay.
My question
is about... It's about the vitamin supplement.
Yeah.
And the electrons.
Okay.
All
right. Here we go. Wait a second. Where's my mute?
Muted. The recording has started.
This is October 2nd, 2019, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere, and tonight's the night. where you have submitted questions and we are going to ask our sources your questions and bring true answers. And I'm going to start off. We have a little invocation just to bring protection and bring the energies together. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we orient ourselves to make connection with each and every person on the line who wishes to be made connection with. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line. You might wonder, how can we do that? We have the ability to transcend space, and we can follow the energy pattern, and we can tune in, much like tuning into a radio. And we have many, many of us, so we act as a group, and we are yet each one of us individual. We are an amalgamation of the Elohim group and of the Ra group, or parts of those groups, and we're able to adjust ourselves to direct the question to whatever part of the group is able to provide the best answer. We amalgamated ourselves with the Ra group in that the Ra group has had lifetimes in the third density, which to us as the Elohim have not. Therefore, we are able to answer a broader spectrum of questions. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Let me just ask a very quick question as a general question for myself. You know, a lot of people are asking questions related to their health. And I think that's fine. But I want to ask you, when you are answering a question related to the health of a human in this realm, you know, sometimes there are serious issues. What would you
serious serious is on a scale of light to heavy. And we see that you can move the scale by entering other factors in, the person's knowledge of the hereafter and of a broader scale, a broader band of knowledge or viewpoints, views into the larger universe. And if you have the universal, we might call it the universal view, wherein the individuals know that they are immortal and they do not have to be trapped in their bodies. They do not have to be trapped in situations. Then things take a lighter note across the board. Continue.
Okay. Well, thank you for that clarification. Yeah. I might ask more questions on this particular topic at another time, but we have so many questions today.
Ben, your volume is very low.
My volume is low?
Yes.
Your volume is good here.
You say it's good, Terry?
The volume is good here.
Okay, here too. Okay. All right, I tried to put my mic closer to the phone. Or to my mouth. Is that better?
It's a little more distorted, but it's a little louder.
All right. You can please some of the people all the time. You can please all the people some of the time. You can't please all the people all of the time. Okay? So, let's get back into trance. And let's...
Okay, you're a lot more distorted now, Wynn. It was actually clearer before.
Yeah, it was clearer
before. Between those two.
Is that better now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Question from Dharmananda. My skin has been very itchy and breaking out recently. I have used about every home remedy I can think of to help heal it, but nothing seems to work. This may be caused by Wi-Fi frequencies from a nearby house, but I'm not sure. Can you tell me why I'm itching and how I can fix this problem? Thank you.
Thank you. It is your body attempting to eliminate toxic influences upon itself, and it could be aggravated by the Wi-Fi and the different frequencies that waft through your house. We suggest you may wish to put shingite protectors on your devices in your house and on your computer and on your phone if you don't have something now, so that you can see if that is one of the factors that it is good to do anyway, because these energy drains can become debilitating. It is good for people everywhere to protect themselves from the Wi-Fi and the levels of frequencies in the current system.
Thank you.
There is something you might check in to potentials for ridding the body of toxins, which can always help. The toxins tend to collecting the liver as the liver attempts to filter toxins out. There are unseen toxins coming in to the environment in the food and pesticides in those areas. Thank you.
Thank you. And our Smith has mentioned Sunday, which has been a topic that I have been studying lately, because I'm going to start carrying it. It's incredible. It's amazing stuff. It comes from Russia, and it absorbs electromagnetic radiation. And they've actually done studies on it, more than one, at universities. And it has a unique molecule in it of carbon, which the people that discovered this molecule got a Nobel Prize. So, I bought samples, testing it. We asked questions to our sources about it, and they validated its efficacy. And although the first thing we're going to sell is a cell phone thing, and that one of the things I did was, Terry is very sensitive to cell phone radiation. She has to use an earphone, or she starts screaming, her brain is burning. So we put a Shungite thing on the phone, and she could put it up to her ear, and she didn't scream. So that was my own little scientific test. So, Dhammananda, you might check with me, because I'm going to place an order, and I can recommend something for you. Or you can get it online. Other people are selling it. If you look it
up, believe there's Cosmic Reality. .com or .net could give more information.
The one thing about Shungite is that there's people that are selling not real Shungite, selling it as Shungite, okay? So you have to be careful. Next question. From John. What a good question, John. Thank you for such a good question. I would like to know, what specifically can I do to help speed up my soul's evolutionary path?
Perhaps the best thing that one, not only you, but others can do is to observe yourself and see what in your belief systems and in your daily life you have taken from others and are wearing it from even the genetics of the family, which may not be in line with your core beliefs. This can lead to mind talk, where the mind would say something that you might not agree with, and you wonder, how could your mind say that, or that thought come up in your mind? There is something in the area of those random thoughts that is everything okay on this line because I'm receiving a signal? Hello?
Yeah.
Am I still on? Okay.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Okay?
So, yeah.
Are you finished with your other question?
Pardon?
Anything more to say about John's question?
Give us a moment as the the noise on the phone knocked me off out of trance here. could you repeat the question?
The question is, what can I do to help speed up my soul's evolutionary path?
Yes, this is one of the best things that anyone can do, is to, first of all, determine what they may have taken on from their environment or even at a subconscious level. There may be something so that their whole self, their mind-body complex can be in agreement and all moving in the same direction. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Nick in Australia.
Hi, Nick.
Two questions. First, Elohim, you said I had an entity, and I know it's still there, and I was wondering if it had anything to say, or if there's anything I could do to get it to move on somewhere else. What is it doing? What does it want? Why I want to leave?
Thank you. It has been with you for quite a while, and it therefore is comfortable with that. Do you hear that noise on the phone, Lynn?
No.
There's like that. Okay, let me go back into trance. Oftentimes, when a person does have an entity, the entity is not aware that it is an entity or is unprepared to move on. I know that in the past, Fred from Heavenly Clearings has been able to help with sometimes with that with an individual. Listen to the, see if you can pick up the thought patterns and, of the entity, and see if you can learn more about it and let it, if you pick it up, to let it tell you something about itself. And as it becomes more independent, that will make it easier for it to leave.
You might try an experiment, Nick. Take a piece of paper and just say, okay, if you want to communicate, communicate. Start writing down on a piece of paper with no censorship whatever comes up for you. And just even if it sounds silly, and look at it and see if anything makes sense later. Sometimes that can work. Okay. Second part of Nick's question is, for the last 12 months or more, I've been working with feeling energy messages from energy and spirit angels. And when I ask them who they are, I get told it's Jesus who is working with me. Is that so? And what can I do to help be a better use and have better awareness of how to work with him? And what purpose does he have for me if it's Jesus? If it's not him, who is it? Thank you.
We are looking at this. Jesus hears a broad influence, and many have been influenced by Jesus and his works. We are still looking at this. So when you sense that influence, then simply observe and watch and listen. And Jesus has a vibration of the Christ consciousness, which is very soothing and very wise, and just observe and see what it has to tell you or to learn from it. And be neutral and aware. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, Nick, I think one of the things here, I'll make a point about how hard it is, at least if I was going to take a stab at this, how hard it is to answer a question like that, okay? Because if it is Jesus, then there would be a vibration with it that would resonate. But let's suppose they said it was Jesus, and 4 days from there, he said, okay, Jesus, tell me what to do, tell me what to do. And suddenly, that inspired a negative source, because you were willing to give up your power. And then, because they identified it as Jesus, you suddenly have given up your power to the wrong being. And I actually had that dilemma when I was first talking to the Elohim. And I just kept saying, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do with this? And they just said, keep asking questions. And little by little, I took it upon myself to do things because I knew they were important. And I got the feeling that they were legit and real. So that's the dilemma in validating a question like yours, because it would tempt you to give up your power, okay? So,
I think you're too close to your mic. You're kind of distorting.
Okay. I moved it away. Is that better now? Are we okay?
I think it's better.
It's better, yes.
All right. Do our sources want to make any comment on what I just said?
Yes, that is very good advice.
Yeah, okay. All right. Edna says, when I am visiting with the sources, when I am sleeping, where is the location of the visit? Am I going to the higher densities to visit? Are the sources meeting me in other specific locations?
Thank you. You are raising your vibration, and so you are at a higher vibration, and they are meeting you, and it isn't always the same location as you are following the resonance of the different things or spirit world or other worlds that you're visiting, and it isn't always the same place, but there is one location that you do like to resonate with, and it is in a higher density. For some reason, my phone is periodically going little. I don't know what it is, but we'll keep on going.
Okay. Next question, Don Herman. In one of the early Daphne channelings, she says, we can no longer rely on the old beliefs, and that your anchor point must be within your heart. Can you elaborate?
There are many changes in society and communication among people with the internet, and with the media is getting and more. There's a lot of noise on the phone. Are you hearing that?
No.
There's an extremely amount of noise on the phone. Sounds like anybody else hear that?
I hear it, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be on the phone line. But I'm not hearing it on mine. Okay?
You're not hearing it?
On mine. On my
phone. Hmm, that's odd.
I heard it.
Yeah.
You know, you might try, one thing you might try, this might be you know, may not be able to do this, but when you go to answer a question, turn your volume down so you can't hear it, because we hear you. And then, when you answer the question, turn your volume up. And I'll try to make little pauses to give you time to do that. Is that a good idea?
All right. I've been dropped.
Are you back on?
Let me see if I can.
We hear you. Jerry, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. I think I'm back on. All right.
Okay. Maybe the noise will be less now.
Yeah.
Okay. The second one. Okay. Question from Antonio. What vitamins and supplements would my body need to get my electron count back to normal? And why have I been sleeping so much?
When a person's electronic level of their body is not at an optimum level, then there is not enough energy generated to be at optimum operation. You can try to see if something that increases the energy level of many people is possible.
Uh-oh. We lost you, Terry. Are you there?
I've lost you again.
I hear you now. Are you there?
Yeah, but I'm talking directly in the phone. Okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Okay, I'm back on. I don't know, this headset is a little bit crazy right now.
Okay.
Dropping me out. The optimum energy level is maintained when the cells give the good attention. I got dropped again. I don't really want to put it to my head like this.
Put the speaker on. Turn the speaker on it.
Okay, how about that?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to try and put it away because I already feel it burning in my head. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. Let's try and go fast.
Is it on your head, the phone?
Yeah. I got...
Did you turn the speaker on?
Yeah, the speaker's on.
Okay. So you should be able to keep it off of your ear, right?
Continue.
Well, you were answering Antonio's question. Okay? And I think you were going to tell him to suggest Belly MVA.
I'm going to come in the other room and maybe we can trade heads this when I'm answering, okay?
Okay. So we're talking about Antonio.
Give me a minute to get back in transit. Antonio was asking how he could have more energy and what supplements would be good to take. We do not wish to really be doctors. However, there are a number of alternative doctors that can measure your blood level and can tell what your white cell count is and your red cell count. If your red cell count tends to go down, then you tend to lack energy. There's a certain range that is optimum to be in. And it is good to get it checked periodically to see where your blood levels are. It is one of the first indications of disease when this level begins to drop. If the white cell count goes too low, then the individual can more easily pick up infection. So these are some safeguards that you could do would be to go to a good alternative doctor and have them give you a physical. And also, one of the things that is the thyroid. Iodine placed on the hand tends to be absorbed into the skin, and you can tell if it's absorbed really fast, then there tends to be a deficiency in iodine in the person's system. And if it hangs around and has a stain for a couple of hours, then you have a sufficient amount of iodine. So there are safeguards that you can investigate and there are alternative therapies that can give you a reading where you are at and give you some options and how to increase your energy level. Vitamin C is very important.
Poly-MDA
is one of the
things. We can't hear either of you now.
I like it a lot. Lauren, noticeably, it's not like anything out there. And,
we can't hear either of you, Wynn. Can't hear you or Terry right now.
What?
Can't hear you guys.
I'm sorry. Don't interrupt that. There was one more. We got to get off.